Welcome to this podcast. Welcome to Next Step Influencers, where we didn't come this far just to come this far. And today's podcast is called We Don't Have to Love What We Do. And I know that's very countercultural or even upside down to what a lot of us hear when it comes to growth mindsets or, going after what we love in life and whatnot. But I heard this at a networking group from a friend named Derek. Derek Pugh, and I just love the concept of it, and I wanted to share it on this podcast, and I want to know what your thoughts are on it as well. So again, this title of this podcast is called We Don't Have to Love What We Do, because willpower can only get us so far in life. I mean, we don't have to love what we do, because our why just needs to be bigger. And if you're not new to personal growth at all, you hear all the time, find your why, find your purpose, find your passion. But our why needs to be bigger if we don't love what we do. So some of us are stuck at a job, or maybe we're stuck in school, or maybe we're stuck at a season in our life where we just don't love where we are right now. We don't love our job. We don't love, just where we are in this season of life. And that's okay, especially for a period of time when our why is just so much bigger than that season. For example, I'm in a season where, Amber and I, my fiance, she's saving up for a house, are saving up for a house, and which we purchased, and we are, paying for a wedding, which we're getting married in less than 6 months. And, there's so many things we could do or want to when we get the keys to our house in a couple of months, when we close on it. There's so many things we want to buy, whether it's furniture or remodeling a bathroom or just doing all these things that can cost a lot of money. But you know what? When we're able to pass on these quote-unquote ideas, or really good ideas, because we're so excited about our why, which is getting the house or paying for a wedding, and to do that debt-free, we're going to have to pass on a lot of good ideas or a lot of events that we might want to go to, whether it's concerts or vacations or weekend getaways or things that our friends or family are doing that might cost more than we can handle right now. So, well, I guess I'll just use my business as an example then. So I don't always love, so I own multiple businesses. I do speaking, motivational speaking, as you know. I do podcasting. I write books. I own a franchise for a publishing company here in Buffalo, New York. And, for that business, I don't always love making phone calls for businesses, that I own. I don't always love answering emails every single day. I don't love dealing with tough people who can't make up their minds. Or sometimes they can't make up their minds and they can't, I don't love that they can't tell me that, because they're afraid to tell me they can't make up their minds. And as an entrepreneur, you probably know the people I'm talking about. And I don't love having to work for every single thing I own or want to achieve. I mean, all the time. I mean, I love working for what I have, but as an entrepreneur, I don't always love that. I don't love the downs of business sometimes. I mean, of course, we love the ups, but of course, there's downs. I don't always love to feel pressure of having the right answers all the time for my business. Otherwise, they don't go as well as hoped or projected. Or I don't always love that I have to start and finish a project on my own for things that I want to pursue or get to the areas of life that I want to do. So I don't always love what I do, but what I do love is I do love my fiance. I do love the house we're going to call our home. I love Jesus and stewarding what he's given me. And I love business and entrepreneurship. I love personal growth. And I love pushing through adversity, because who I become through it versus shying away from it. I love the freedom that my business gives me to pursue my other passions. I just love what it represents. And I can't wait to become a husband or dad. And I can't support that goal if I'm not taking my business or opportunities seriously. So what I'm trying to say is, Or another way I want to put it is, don't confuse being busy with being productive. And I read this book called Addicted to Busy. The title resonated with me, so I bought it and I read it. I mean, what a great book for today's society, Addicted to Busy. I've learned in the book that everyone brags about being busy. I mean, think about it. A lot of us can mix up being busy with being important. Like, when we ask others, how are you? What's the answer we usually get? We get, oh, I'm so busy. Oh, I'm busy. Or how you doing? Oh, busy. Oh, you know, how was your day? Huh, busy. Don't you get that? When was the last time anyone said, I'm not busy at all? In fact, we would sound weird and wouldn't even want to admit that we're not busy, even if we aren't, because we would almost feel as if we aren't important or productive or living a good life if we weren't busy or admitted that we weren't busy. So we can often mix up being busy with being important. But what I want to say is that, in fact, I'll use an analogy here. I call it living a leafy life versus a fruitful life. So let me say it again. I use an analogy of living a leafy life versus a fruitful life. So it's an analogy of a tree. So often, you know, so if we see a tree and it has a ton of leaves and branches, I mean, it's a busy tree, right? It has a lot of branches, it has a lot of leaves. It can look nice in the summer and whatnot. But when we get close up to that tree, we realize there's not any fruit. It's almost like, why is it there if there's no fruit, right? Is it just there to look good? I mean, it may look good from afar, but when we really get up close to it, we almost realize there's no purpose for it. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to live a leafy life. I don't want to just look good and be busy on the outside. I want to be fruitful, and I want to be productive, and I want to go after my calling and purpose in life, and I want to take next steps towards that. So what about you, though? What about you in your business or you as an individual in your life right now? Are you being leafy or are you being fruitful? Again, you may look good on the outside, but what is your purpose? And you can always tell who lives a leafy life and a fruitful life because when you live a fruitful life, you're naturally giving your fruit away. For example, a tree does not eat its own fruit. It gives away its fruit. It creates it and it gives it away. So often when we're living a fruitful life, we're naturally just giving to others. We're naturally just pouring out or showing by example what, you know, being fruitful versus a leafy life where we're just busy and we're just self-containing and we're not really giving anything back. So again, are you living a leafy life or are you living a fruitful life? I want to be fruitful. So are you busy but not productive in areas you know you need to be productive in? Let me say that again. Are you busy but not productive in the areas you know you need to be productive in? Do you look good on the outside or are you bearing fruit in your business? Again, if you're a business owner, are you doing the things you know you should be doing? Or are you just doing things to stall or you don't feel like doing them because you're ignoring other parts of your business that you know are fruitful? So don't confuse being busy with being productive. It's not true. So a couple examples of this is spending too much time with the wrong people versus the right ones. Or another example could be like being busy with your business and things you know you should delegate because there are bigger and more important tasks to get done or priorities that need your attention. So sometimes we have to delegate things that, you know, because we want control, right? Busy versus being productive. Or another example is distracting yourself with just being busy, but you know you're ignoring something that needs to be taken care of, like a hard conversation, or something that just kind of sort of is eating away at you a little bit, but you know it needs to be taken care of. So again, let's be fruitful, not just leafy. Let's be productive, not just being busy. I just want to let you know that, hey, if you really enjoyed this podcast and want more, I would highly recommend subscribing to this podcast and giving it a review. Let others know you're enjoying this podcast and if they should listen to it or not. Give me a shout out on social media if you want as well. My Instagram and Snapchat handles are pretty easy. They're all the same. It's David Schaub 87. David Schaub SCHAUB87. I would be honored if you followed me on social media or just give me a shout out. So, are you a reader at all? Or you love audiobooks? I don't know if you know this, but I wrote a book called Never Complete, Becoming Who We Were Meant to Be. It's available on Amazon and Kindle Online. You can grab the book or the audiobook on those two platforms, on Amazon or Kindle. So, as always, please leave a review so others know how you enjoyed it, or if they should even listen to it, or why they should even listen to it.